Hi, I'm Andrea.
And I'm Laura Lee. A few years ago, we met randomly and hit it off, only to discover that we had spent several years in our mid-20s together, going to the same university, taking the same courses towards the same degree, but never got to know each other.
Since then, we have lived our lives while growing our careers and our families in different provinces until Laura Lee's family moved and we found ourselves once again in the same place at the same time for a second chance at friendship.
We invite you to listen in as we discover how life can be better with friends.
And we're off. Here we go.
Whoa, all right.
I know. Is
That
this going to be
sounds
our
far
last
more empathetic.
podcast? Is this our last podcast of 2023?
I believe it could be.
It could be. It might be.
Unless we can find the hidden one that we seem to have lost.
And yeah, it's okay. It'll be fine. I mean, it's fine. Just lost
I'm
the
looking.
recording.
You know how you made that beautiful spreadsheet
Yeah.
with the dates of when things were going to air and when
Yeah.
we've recorded them and all of this? It
Yeah.
must have been previous to that because,
Yeah.
unfortunately, that was of no help to me.
No, it's
I don't
true.
know
Yeah.
how do we lose a podcast episode?
I don't know.
But
I don't know. It's fine. It'll be fine. Okay. How are
all
you?
right. I'm good. I'm enjoying the day so far. I'm still in my PJs.
Oh, good job.
Oh, hey, and
Yeah.
Haley got me this robe for my birthday.
Oh, it's lovely.
It's a
It's
it's
very
called a
nice.
reading robe.
A reading robe. But is it
Yes.
also a podcasting robe?
Well, yeah, I think it
Yeah,
is.
because you are
But also
podcasting.
it's yeah, it's almost exactly like the one I described on our wish list episode. It's cotton.
Oh, was she listening or?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Because
Okay.
I'm pretty sure she bought it. Yeah, she bought it before the episode aired.
Oh, well, maybe. Okay. Well, then maybe she's just really in tuned with what we're talking about.
I know.
That's weird.
She
So
knows me so well.
I have something to add to our Christmas list
Okay.
podcast.
All right.
Gwyneth Paltrow has a Goop gift guide.
Of course she does. Oh
So I don't even
no.
know if you want
Oh
to know.
no.
Well, the thing is, first off, I go onto the landing page and there is a button that you can be diverted to gift guides under $100. And I'm like, well,
Okay.
that's probably where like 80% of the people will go. But then you also have shop wellness gifts, which, she is a beacon of wellness because of
Beacon of wellness.
which has
Whatever.
some interesting. There's like a $500 teapot, there's a
I'd rather use that money to pay someone just to make me tea whenever I wanted at my
right?
bidding.
Yeah, exactly. And there's Sherpa sandals, like shearling sandals for $1,250. There's a self-care towel set for $220, which that's
How many towels are in this set?
it looks like four, but they just
Oh
look like
my.
towels that you'd pick up at Walmart. Anyway, so I mean, if you wanna go down a rabbit hole of privilege, feel free to take a gander at Goop's
My
little
gosh.
yeah. Anyway, I just did want to mention that as a follow-up to our podcast last week. So there's also a shop lovers. You could shop a lover's gift set. Do you want to know?
Do
Do you
I?
want to
Because
know?
this
Do
is from the
you?
woman who has a candle that smells like her vagina. And
It's
I
true.
kind of feel like maybe I don't need to know. Is there something incredibly absurd like that on the list? Or is it more mainstreamy ideas?
Well, there's a painting
Okay.
for almost 5 grand that, yeah, I don't understand that. There's a robe. There's some vibrators and stuff like that. Anyway, it's an amusing little peep into which he thinks is important in life, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
Wow.
So that's my little follow-up. Oh, I actually have another additional follow-up is that I bought a sofa finally.
And it looks lovely.
Well, thank you. The rest of my living room is a complete disaster because I have Christmas going on and I also have additional furniture that I need to somehow get rid of because it's just all anyway. But yes, the sofa is lovely and I bought it new.
Oh, good.
On a Black Friday sale. It was half off. But then I had to buy the ottoman, and why are ottomans so expensive?
It wasn't part of the set?
No, I had to buy it separately, but it was also on sale, but it was still $300.
Oh, okay.
Like regular, like $550 or something. I'm like, it's an ottoman. I don't understand. Mm. And there's not even storage in it.
Oh, rude.
Sorry. If people haven't noticed, I have a little bit of a cold going on. Yeah. So this is my deep, sexy radio voice.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So you didn't paint the wall, though, behind you, did you?
No, I did not.
Or hang the art?
Nope, the art was
there.
That's
always been there.
It's
the wall
always
has always
there.
Been
wow. blue.
I don't know whether the couch just
offsets?
Brings out the the blue in the art. It looks lovely.
Yeah, I have a blue wall. Oh, actually, all my walls in the living room are blue. Yeah.
That just shows how observant I am for
well,
someone
I appreciate
in a
that.
Visual career field.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've been a little sick. You got a little
got
situation
a little cold.
Going on. Considering you spend most of your time in your home without interacting. Oh, I guess you go to band practices and
choir
stuff.
And orchestra.
Like, How do you get sick?
And I go
coffee?
To church. I was at church on Sunday. I might have picked it up there. I don't know how I got it. Honestly, I haven't been sick in like 4 years or five years. Like I didn't get COVID and I haven't had a cold all that time. So this is the first cold I've got for like a long time. So, and it's
all
not
right.
COVID because it's not. I tested twice.
You did?
It's not. I did. Although
I don't
those home tests,
anymore.
Those home tests, I'm not convinced that they're accurate, but whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just a regular cold.
Good for you.
Yeah. That's my update. Now you can talk.
Well, Jaden has had something going on, a little fever, turned into a sore throat, turned into a little cough situation.
Oh.
But so yeah, I could see if Isaac was coming home with stuff and that you would get sick. It just not as you're not as in high risk, I guess I would think, as with little people who pick up everything.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I have no idea where I got this from, but could have been the grocery store for all we know.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I avoid those as well.
Yeah, we have more been on the hospital side of things with taking Olivia for x-rays yet again for her elbow.
No.
She just keeps re-injuring things. And
that's what happens when you play sports and stuff.
This was with Haley. They were fighting.
Oh,
physically.
Oh.
Physically fighting. I think Haley won that round.
Okay.
She may have gotten a small concussion. We're not sure.
They like beat each other up like physically?
It not usually. Usually it ends before physical harm is done.
Okay.
But I guess they were both in a punchy kind of mood. And Olivia went to kick Haley in the stomach kind of region. And Haley grabbed that leg and threw it up. And Olivia came down hard.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So as, you know, payback. Haley took Olivia to the walk-in yesterday and got a requisition for the x-ray. And then Dan took her to the x-ray after he got home from work. But it was just like unbelievable. So she's missing hockey this weekend.
Oh, man.
It's probably just a bruised bone or something. Like she's
when do you get the results?
Probably Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. Like the last time this happened was at hockey. Someone's kind of skated over her elbow, and it was more the inside of her elbow that where there's not really any protection that was hurt. And this time it was she landed hard on her elbow.
Oh, that's outside. Not okay.
So yeah, it's probably just angry.
Yeah.
Angry. I was suggesting to Dan what we should have gotten them all for Christmas was those inflatable sumo wrestling outfits.
Oh,
and
that's
then
an idea.
They could put those on, you know, like, oh, you guys are going to fight? Okay, yeah. Go get on the sumo suits.
Yeah.
Okay, clear the furniture. Maybe all of that prep would just kind of take the fire
out of the whole experience. And then you add the humor factor too, because they're going to look ridiculous in those
suits.
Yeah.
I mean, then at least Dan and I are entertained if they do at decide least. To move the furniture and put their sumo suits on and no one gets hurt. And honestly, so if anyone knows where to get, you know, 3 sumo suits, one in like a junior size, 2 an adult, I'd be interested.
Okay. Well, let us know at betterwithfriends@outlook.com.
Yeah.
For all the emails we get, all the spam emails we get.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Goodness. So.
Well, you had a lovely holiday party last.
Oh,
was it last week already? It's very nice.
It was last Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a Christmas party tonight, and I got a text this morning that says we have to cancel. Our little kid got sick.
Oh.
And although I was looking forward to it, I was equally relieved because I have a dinner to go to. So I was going to do back to back, like I was going to do a double header. I was going to go to dinner with a friend of mine for their work dinner. And then I was going to leave early and then go to the party. So now I just have to go, not have to, but I get to go to the dinner and I don't have to split my time, which is lovely.
Yes.
I'm sorry, you're gonna have to edit that.
No worries. I am wondering if maybe you spent too much time with Jaden at our party last weekend and that's why you have a cough.
Oh, maybe I got the cold at your place.
See? Sorry. We thought he was better because his fever had gone away and I Lysoled everything. There's nothing like...
I don't know. We didn't interact that much. So unless he like licked one of the utensils, I don't know how I could have gotten I don't know how that could have happened.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have been hard. Yeah. Because I there's nothing like a party to make you clean things that you haven't cleaned all year.
Yeah.
Like true. I was cleaning light bulbs and light fixtures and all the switches. You realize once you start... Oh crap, this is disgusting. There's fingerprints everywhere around all of the light switches and even the doorway frames. Sometimes people are hanging off of them and whatever.
They get
grungy. Why do people touch the walls? Why is everyone touching the walls? So I went major hard on cleaning. I'm sure you noticed. I'm sure it was the first and foremost thing on your mind that evening. But so everything was quite Lysoled.
Yeah.
Banisters, doorknobs, light switches.
Wow.
You would have touched light switches, really, but.
No, I didn't touch a light switch. Not even in the bathroom. Anyway, yeah.
So,
anyhow. It'll be
fun. So that was the party. That was the event. Our event of the season.
Yeah. It's very nice.
It was lovely to have you.
Aw, thank you. It was lovely to be there.
Excellent.
So Christmas traditions is what we were going to talk about today.
Yes. I did look back on last year's around this time. We did do an episode with some Christmas themed things, but I didn't re-listen to the episode to see if we would be repeating anything. So hopefully we're covering new ground, but I thought it would be fun. I know we discussed Christmas baking.
Okay.
And different things that, you know, we had made. So if you want to go back and find some recipes from what we made last year or what I was making last year or whatever. The kolacha recipe came out about that time.
Okay. And, yeah. I
remember
that one. Yeah,
I haven't made them yet. I don't know how I'm going to have time to do that, but I would like to do that at some point.
Okay.
I just don't know when. Since
yeah.
I have off of work.
Right.
Maybe I'll do it at work. I have like the holiday days and that's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? Because like the design industry basically shuts down between Christmas and New Year's.
I know.
Is it because they're Jewish? They don't want to.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't want to recognize Christmas.
Right. So they give you like Boxing Day and Christmas Day and New Year's Day.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
wow.
All. So
well, that's new.
Yeah. But I did get our list of Jewish holidays for next year.
Okay.
And it's actually delightful. There's going to be, I don't know, like 6 to 8 really long weekends, like Thursday to Sunday weekends.
So what holiday traditions are you looking forward to this year? Or what have you done already besides your Christmas party? Because that's kind of a tradition.
And decorating. Though. We did do the decorating.
Right.
You know, I feel like we're in kind of still a new season of establishing our own family holidays. You know how when you're a kid, you go to maybe both your grandparents' sides for various things. I would always, we would typically go to my maternal grandmother's house for Christmas Eve. And then we would go to my paternal grandparents for Christmas Day at some point, or maybe Boxing Day. Maybe it wasn't always Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And then as you get older and you get married, then it's you're splitting your time between your immediate family and your in-laws.
Right.
And so when we were in Winnipeg, we would often spend the Christmas Eve with my mother-in-law and then our close friends, the Coops, who did not have other family typically in Winnipeg. So we kind of became family to each other and we would spend Christmas Eve together. And then on Christmas Day, we would spend, and usually my sister and brother-in-law were gone. Either to visit my dad or to visit his parents in Ontario. So we often didn't spend a whole lot of time with my family. And then, but now we're in Calgary and we don't, unless family comes here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like last year, we did have a lot of family here for the Christmas holidays. We're still kind of figuring out our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of hoping it involves a whole lot of nothing, like
Well,
reading.
You could make that happen.
Maybe some Chinese food.
Yeah,
and like I do feel like maybe I should make a meal at some point, but maybe I'll do that on a different day, like on a Christmas Eve or whatever, just so I can enjoy.
And maybe Christmas it's something you make in the crock pot or something that is just sort of a set it and forget it type of thing.
Yeah, well, you know, making a roast chicken isn't hard.
Yeah,
that's not a big deal. Stick that in the oven, whatever. Make some mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Easy.
Or ham. A ham.
Oh, I love ham.
Ham goes in the slow cooker real easy. So we might do that. I don't know. And then I'm working Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Oh.
Until 5, probably.
Christmas Eve is on Sunday.
Wait, hold on. I'm not. That's true.
You're not work. They don't make you work on Sunday.
No. But sorry, I was looking up the calendar and because I have no idea. Yeah, 24th. Okay, so 23rd, 24th, we could totally have a meal. Then 25th could just be do nothing day. Play with your toys. Oh, Christmas Eve, there's probably going to be a bunch of church services, right?
Yes, there are. There are three.
Yeah, so we'll be helping out with something. I don't know what we're doing, but we'll be helping out with something there. So that day might be a little bit busy, but not horribly busy. And we could probably still be home early enough for supper.
So what Dan, we typically do... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Dan is on his yearly campaign for opening gifts Christmas Eve. And we are fairly staunch in not letting that happen.
Well, he needs to, like, start bribing people in January. He needs to play the long game. Like, he needs to start planting the seed. I mean, not that I'm telling him what to do or anything, but I'm telling him that he needs to play the long game. He needs to start his campaign earlier in the year so that by the time December comes, it's already kind of an accepted option. Yeah.
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 Well, maybe we could open half. I don't know.
What if you open up one?
We usually open up one.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's honestly, it's usually pajamas.
Yeah.
You know, it's predictable.
Nice.
That would be a tradition that we do.
Pajamas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isaac and I typically spend Christmas Eve with my sister and her husband, and we open up presents there. Usually we go to church and then we'll go to my sister's place. Yeah. So I think that's what's going to happen this year. I'm not too sure what's happening with Isaac's, like with his dad type of thing. But typically that's what'll happen. And then he'll spend Christmas Eve night at my place, open up presents, and then probably go to his dad's either later that day or the next day, or I don't know, we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a tradition.
And also appetizers for Christmas Eve.
Oh, for sure. My sister loves baking. Well, she loves baking. She bakes. She likes baking. she makes a lot of the favorites that my grandma used to make. So like the ginger molasses cookies and shortbread, of course, and you know, gumdrop cookies, and yeah, so it's really yummy. But I typically don't bake, honestly. My sister bakes, so why should I bake? Yeah. I also don't really like it. It makes my kitchen really messy, and my kitchen's always messy. And anyway, there's issues.
Yeah. You know what?
So,
I don't love it either. Thank goodness Olivia loves it.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, you know, we'll maybe do some stuff together. But
yeah,
I don't love it either.
No. That chocolate cake that from last week, that was really delicious. Yeah, Olivia made that, right?
She made a chocolate. It was like a one bowl chocolate cake is what it was called. I saw the recipe lying around, but I wasn't home when she made any of it.
Well, it was delicious. And I love a good chocolate cake. Oh. Yeah.
Alrighty. Yeah.
What about childhood traditions that you have?
Well,
like memories.
Yeah. I remember, and I remember things maybe a little not accurately. I was making some notes about this, and I was thinking Christmas Eve, we would go to our church's service, and it was the children's presentation. But now that I think about, okay, wait, hold on just a second.
Okay.
Okay. I saw this very large animal, like, I didn't know what it was, like bigger than a bear,
like a moose,
I wasn't sure what it is. It turns out the lake across from our house, our community lake, we call it the resort, they must be doing sleigh rides, because there was our gargantuan horse out there pulling something. A Clydesdale or something. It was, I'm sorry for the distraction, but it was,
it's okay.
Like, usually I see a jackrabbit or two, maybe a coyote. And I'm like, what on earth is happening now?
That's okay. That's okay, because, you know, it's within the theme of the show. So I'll allow it.
Thank you. Yeah. For those of you not in the Calgary or Canada area, we're recording on December 9th, and we have not had a whole lot of snow this year until yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday we got all the snow, like at least, I don't know, 6 inches or something.
Yeah, it's probably
very wintry white out there today. Very beautiful. All the trees have piles of snow on them, and it's quite lovely. So I'm a little shocked that there's already a sleigh with horses across the street. First of all, I've never seen that here before. Yeah. But also, how could they have planned that? Like,
it probably has wheels. It probably doesn't have like skis on the bottom. It's like a wheel. It has wheels.
You're so smart.
Snow tires, maybe, but
maybe. Okay, that's yeah. smart.
So it's not a sleigh so much as a wagon, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Like a big because people wagon. I never would have guessed we'd have this much snow yeah. after walking around and without a jacket for the last couple weeks, and just it's been gorgeous and green.
Speaking of people from around the world who listen to us, do you know we have listeners in India?
Lisa, are you in India right now? Just let us know.
Well, yeah, before we get too excited, we should find out with the travel. yeah.
Before we start learning the language and say hello in a different language, just only to find out it's Lisa gallivanting around the world.
Well, yeah, that's true. I thought that was pretty cool when I saw that, though.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah. Anyway, woo, we were talking about, I think, traditions or something before I got scared by a horse. Is that what happened?
Yeah, yeah, family traditions. That's where we were.
Okay, so I think actually it was probably the children's Christmas presentation evening. We would go to church and the children would perform whatever little thing they prepared. Yeah. You'd get your paper bag of Christmas goodies.
Okay.
And then we'd come home, change out of our fancy clothes because we would get like Christmas dresses. Dress.
Yeah.
And my girls have had a Christmas dress. We do have a picture of them and maybe we could post it on our Instagram. My yeah. mom had purchased matching Christmas dresses for my girls mm-hmm. when Olivia was maybe 3 or 4 and okay. Haley was probably in grade like 1. And Haley was in a very staunch, all I will wear is green cords sort of situation.
Okay. Like
they're sort of a teal color, very light cord, but like she would only wear those pants with everything. And she was in a very stressful wardrobe place in her life. She
right.
didn't like to change. She only wanted to wear one thing. And we made her put the dress on to take a picture with Olivia so that we could send it to my mom.
Yeah.
And say, thank you for the dress.
Yeah.
And then we told her, you never have to wear it again. We will not make yeah. you wear it anywhere, to church or to school or whatever. Just right. take a nice picture for the memory.
Yeah.
And then we'll put it away. And she was so against it. There were tears. There was a lot of stubbornness.
Yeah.
And we managed somehow to get her into the dress. I'm not sure how that happened, if there was physical force required or what.
Probably bribery, at least.
Probably bribery. You're right. There yeah. probably was bribery. And
yeah.
we have a picture of the two of them that is so hilarious. You can tell Haley's been crying. Her face is all red and her look on her face is just complete disdain.
And Olivia
and betrayal. And Olivia is looking up at her and just like, isn't that
oh my gosh, that's hilarious. My mom used to make our dresses. Like I remember mom would make my dress, like my sister's dress, and sometimes she would have a dress that was actually me and her had matching skirts. Yeah,
cool.
Wonder if I could find that picture. I don't know. I think my sister has it in an album in her basement somewhere.
My yeah, mom used to sew funny. Our clothes a lot too, but I don't remember her making Christmas dresses so much.
Okay. I remember I could go through my my like grade school pictures and say mom made that, mom made that.
Oh yeah.
Mom made that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Until well, actually no, I think my grade 6 picture. No, my grade 6 picture, she didn't make that one. I don't think. I think I got that one from Sears one year.
Sears?
Because it was like this like jumper.
Okay.
Plaid jumper. And it had, anyway. So I think grade 5 might have been the last one. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, she used to make her clothes.
Did your mom ever make, it sounds like a very 50s thing, and I'm not sure why it was happening in the 70s. But my mom made us these, like the equivalent of like a poodle skirt.
Oh.
You know how they're very full
yeah.
skirts. I think back in the day in the 50s, they would have had a crinoline or something underneath them to keep them quite yeah. poofy.
Yep.
And I don't know now. I'd have to almost look for pictures. I don't think I have any pictures. My sister might, but it was my mom made these very full skirts for us. And I think mine, see, this is where the memory gets faded. There was one that was Holly Hobby. There was a little little image of a Holly Hobby patchwork kind of onto the skirt. Yep. And I believe there was a Barbie one.
Well, I never had anything like that.
And now I don't remember whose was whose, because often we would get matching, sort of matching things.
Yeah.
And I also remember my mom making me, I think we called them gauchos, but I'm not, no, that doesn't seem like the right term. They were sort of like pants that ended at your knee and they were cuffed.
Oh, yep.
Like there was a button at the knee. I don't know what those were called. And
pedal pushers.
Pedal pushers? I don't
like
know.
Pedal pusher?
And you'd wear them with like opaque tights.
Oh.
Like it was a winter thing. It was corduroy. It was.
Oh, I don't remember.
The 70s were a strange, strange time.
They were very strange. It sounds like German Lederhosen. Like it sounds like a German.
Yes. Oh. It does. Okay. And I feel like I had a matching something up top, but I can't think of what that would have been. Like a vest?
Oh, maybe. Gosh.
This is painful. It wasn't the you know, very decorative suspenders. It wasn't that with the, brocaded. Okay. No, that it didn't go full Lederhosen. It was sort of a semi Lederhosen look. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
70s fashion. Yeah.
That's crazy. My mom did make me a bathing suit once.
What?
Yeah, it was green.
I don't ever remember any homemade bathing suits.
Yeah, but it was like a nylon material. Like I was a child, obviously. But,
yeah.
It was like a nylon material, and it was green, shiny green fabric. Yeah, I don't know. I can't. Yeah.
Block that out.
Yeah, kind of, except I remember it very distinctly. So the opposite of blocked out. The details are a little fuzzy, but I remember this green bathing suit that my mom, but I must have been like 5 or 6 years old because, we were still going to like the wading pool.
Mm.
Yeah, so, yeah.
How crafty was she, hey?
She sewed a lot of her clothes.
Yeah.
She did, yeah.
I wonder if it was because
that was... There was a lot of people sold clothes back then, though, still.
Yeah. I wonder if it was because there wasn't really anything available in stores. Like, were they not marketing to little kids? Or, like, what? Or was the availability just kind of crap? Or, like, I don't understand.
I think it was a lot cheaper to sew your own clothes.
Okay.
Like, I think, maybe, like, I'm thinking, okay, the 60s to the 70s. I think the 80s is when things started getting really like commercialized. Like you could buy everything. Like, you know, I think, I don't know. This is my history brain looking back, but I'm like, I think the 70s was kind of a transition when, and it was crafty too. Right. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. I think it was cheaper and people had like housewives had time if they weren't working. Yeah. That's they had time to sew during the day, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I guess maybe that was more kind of it. It was more like a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Like scrapbooking or card making that we would do today. It was the thing to do back then.
Although, honestly, I wish my mom would make my clothes now because then all my clothes would fit me.
Perfectly. Yeah.
Perfectly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. I do remember her wearing a mask, though, because she was really allergic and she didn't like getting the fabric fluff into her face. So she would wear a mask. Like before masks were cool.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know if she was masks
ahead
were
of her
cool
time,
now, but she was ahead of her time. She was ahead of her time. I remember her having like protein powders like in the 80s.
What?
I know. She sold Shaklee, I think, or she bought it. Do you remember Shaklee?
No, I've never heard of
Shaklee.
It was like
a multi-level marketing wellness company. Oh, yeah. She was into reflexology, too, which is like in the 80s before,
what?
Like, yeah. I went to the chiropractor when I was a child, like when I was 6 and 7.
Oh, my word.
In the 80s. I know. She was ahead of her time.
That's I know. Crazy.
It's a little bananas. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. I can't say, you know, anything that my mom was ahead of the times like that. She was a fun person, but I don't recall anything like that. I do recall one of my favorite mom memories, and this has nothing to do with Christmas. And I may have mentioned this before, but she used to have this lounge jumper that she would wear. She would come home from work and she would take off her work clothes and put this on. And it was baby blue, sort of a stretchy terry cloth situation. It was one piece. It had a little collar and a zipper all the way, with a big gold kind of hoop zipper puller thingy.
Yep.
And short sleeves. The whole thing was mostly very tight fitting.
Okay.
Except for the legs were these super wide legged.
Oh, it was things. Legs. It wasn't. Oh, okay.
It was like a long jumper. And honestly, like I have looked, I think I found something kind of similar. I thought it would be an awesome gift for my sister for her birthday or something.
Yeah.
Like just to recreate mom's jumper. Right. She wore that from like early 70s when I was born probably to maybe the 90s. Like that thing was around.
Wow.
For a long time. And maybe it was her like, as long as I can still fit into this, I still have my, you know, figure from whatever. Because, you know, she did that very well. But it is one of my most fond memories. And I remember trying it on when I was a teenager. I'm like, oh, I get it. It's very comfy.
It's a good deal. Very nice.
I bet you it's not an Oprah or Gwyneth's favorite things list, but it should be.
It should be on your favorite list things. Maybe we have a last minute edition.
I don't know that I would be able to pull it off like she did.
Well, a lot of it is just attitude and confidence that you can, right?
I suppose. But I feel like in order to pull that little number off, you'd almost need some sort of shapewear, and that sort of defeats the purpose.
It totally defeats the purpose. Yeah. I get that. Tis the season of shapewear.
I'm just going to hold off. Thankfully, like we don't really have a fancy work party at my work.
Okay.
It's an in-office party. And for some reason, it's coming up this Friday the 15th when we're going to have customers still coming in. I don't know why we wouldn't do it on like the 22nd or 23rd when like it's going to be dead. There's not going to be anybody there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anywho. So.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. And to be clear, the only shapewear I'm ever going to be wearing, this is for the big concert that we have at the Jack Singer Concert Hall. I will be wearing shapewear then because pictures are it's a big deal. And usually pictures are taken for marketing for the upcoming year.
Yeah.
And honestly, things look a lot better when you're standing and you play violin sitting down. And that's when everything just kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Settles.
It's an unforgiving posture.
It's a not great posture. It's true. So I will be wearing some shapewear then. But it's fine. It's fine. Once in a while I can pull it off. Yeah.
All right. And then you come home and you're just like, boing, 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 boing. Take that
exactly
stuff off.
Like a can of Pillsbury biscuits.
There's an image.
Poof!
There's an image. Oh, I saw this thing on Instagram where they take the already incredibly unhealthy and fattening Pillsbury cinnamon buns and they put them in a pan of heavy cream and some kind, and then they put the things in there and then they add another layer of heavy cream and some sort of like homemade butter sugar sauce.
Yeah.
And then they cook them and then they put the icing on that came with them. And it was just like,
wow.
Oh my word. Like, Do we need sound that? I mean, it sounds good, but like, why? I mean,
yeah. Yeah, that's true. There's nothing that beats, though, homemade cinnamon buns. Like, mm-hmm. the Pillsbury ones are okay if you've got nothing else, but I actually don't prefer them.
Oh, I don't mind them.
No. I mean, I'll eat them. If they're offered to me, I'll eat them. Actually, I think next episode, what we should do is should do a year in review and go through some of our, because we distribute on Spotify for podcasters, and they do a Spotify Wrapped for podcasts as well.
Okay.
So we could show people what our most listened to episode was this year.
Okay.
And where are some of our listeners are from, and I think that would be kind of fun.
That would be very fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like Andrea research heavy kind of episode, because I don't usually look at that sort of stuff, but
I love that stuff. So yeah, that's fine. Okay. I can do that.
Awesome.
I think it would be interesting. Yeah.
So we're almost at Christmas. I hope you have a lovely Christmas, and I hope everyone out there also has a lovely holiday, a lovely break, great time with family.
Yes. However you celebrate.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and we're happy to have you here.
Yeah.
And we'd love to hear from you wherever you are in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Merry Christmas. Right.
Merry Christmas. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and that it sparks new conversations with friends in your life.
Please follow and subscribe to Better With Friends wherever you listen to podcasts, and tell your friends too. We'd appreciate a 5-star rating and a nice review.
We are on Instagram at betterwithfriends.pod, and you can email us at betterwithfriends@outlook.com. We would really love to connect with you. Until next time,
bye!